Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. No surprise to anyone that I consider myself a friend to law enforcement. I often have said that I bleed blue, and I will do what I can to support law enforcement officers as best I can. But I also have to be honest, and I have to be upfront, and I try my best to call balls and strikes. I don't know what the hell happened in Minneapolis. I just don't know. And I've looked at that videotape, and I've read the accounts, and I got to be honest with you, gang. I cannot make heads or tails out of the occurrences out there. I wanted to bring in someone who has been around the block once or twice, our good friend, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI. Jimmy has a great column on this very, very topic. And Jimmy, I'm very, very happy you could join us.
Jeff, I appreciate you having me on, and as is your want to do, you know, there's sometimes we got to take positions that that don't fit into the narrow scope that people kind of view us, you know, as being pro-law enforcement people, and both of us having served, you know, in law enforcement. But as you pointed out, this is a tough one, and we got to call balls and strikes, and that's what I'm prepared to do.
All right, so I looked at the videotape, and as best as I can make out, Jimmy, the gentleman in question, the suspect in question, George Floyd, was wanted for passing a bad bill. He is, if I am looking at the video correctly, he's handcuffed, he's under control, and there is a police officer who keeps his knee on George Floyd's neck for the better part of 8 minutes. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this so for those that might not be aware of the details of this case, this took place on Monday, and a shop owner in Minneapolis called police on Mr. Floyd, who's a 46-year-old man who lived in the suburbs of Minneapolis, as you pointed out, for forgery. So, I mean, it's certainly not a death sentence or capital crime. It's certainly not something that he probably, if he'd have been apprehended and taken into custody safely, would have been issued a desk appearance ticket and released on his own recognizance. I mean, it's that level of low-level misdemeanor. And apparently what happened, and Jeff, I did the same thing you did. I mean, I wanted to watch the two videos that were available, one from behind his car when he was being extricated from the car, and the other one, which was a 10-minute video, which you referred to, that shows some 8-plus minutes of an officer, and I don't want to butcher his name, it's spelled C-H-A-U-V-I-N, Chauvin or Chauvin, who has his knee pressed into the side of the neck of a man who is proned out, and for your listeners that don't know cop speak, that means he is face down on the pavement, his hands are cuffed behind his back with steel handcuffs, and the officer's knee is in this man's neck for just a beyond interminably long time, 8-plus minutes, as he's gathering himself and the scene is being, you know, shut down, and they've called for an ambulance and they've called for backup. Jeff, I can find, and again, you know me, I'm a due process guy. You know me, I'm a guy who argues all the time wait for the facts to come in. Hot takes usually get me in trouble, so I try to reserve judgment and wait a prescribed amount of time. I do not see how this police officer is not charged with murder, manslaughter at a minimum, for his actions, which no doubt contributed to the death of Mr. Floyd at 9:25 p.m. on Monday night, Jeff.
Jimmy, did you see any evidence? And again, I am trying to turn over every rock and look inside every crevice for the motivation for that officer to do what he did. Did you hear Mr. Floyd saying, "I'm going to kill you. I've got a gun. I've got a knife." You know, it just, again, I want to give the benefit of the doubt if it is possible to that officer. But for goodness sakes, I just didn't hear anything or see anything that would justify what he did. I don't see it there.
Jeff, you're like me. What you were trying to do is apply context. And hey, right is right and wrong is wrong. But maybe there was some possible, conceivable reason that the officer acted in this manner. And this officer was fired on Tuesday, less than 24 hours after this incident happened, along with three other officers who were on the scene who did not intervene. I mean, the police chief in the city of Minneapolis, I mean, moved with great alacrity here. And again, in this instance, I can't disagree with that. Obviously, that's an administrative move. The Justice Department moves much slower. People are clamoring, why aren't these officers arrested? Why aren't they being led up to the gallows right now? Everybody's got to pump the brakes, take a deep breath, because the system has to work. Now, the FBI is involved. They're going to look at this from a civil rights perspective. And look, I mean, to give it to you from the way that the FBI statement on the matter read, they're going to determine, and I quote, whether the Minneapolis Police Department officers involved willfully deprived the individual of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution of the United States. Jeff, that right and that privilege was the right to breathe, the right to exist, the right to live. Now, having said that, that is about as much condemnatory rhetoric from me that you've probably heard in every different police officer-involved shooting, civilian fatality issue we've ever discussed. Let me just put one little caveat on that. Okay. Every year in this country, police officers are involved in 250 million, with an M, million interactions with citizens. 250 million. Of those 250 million, less than 1,000, which is an infinitesimal portion, less than 1,000, end up in a fatal shooting. The vast majority of those 1,000 fatal police shootings a year are righteous shootings. Somebody pulled a gun, somebody pulled a knife, somebody tried to disarm an officer. They're righteous shootings. Every year, of that 1,000 officer-involved shootings that result in fatalities, 30, 50, 60, 55, 69 are the number of unarmed individuals who are shot by police. Of those 50, 60, 30, 40, whatever year it is and whatever the numbers say that happen each year, a handful of those, you can usually count them on less than one hand, are considered questionable shootings. Why? Because an unarmed person can also attack a police officer, pick up a stick, hit the police officer with a stick or a cudgel, try to disarm them, and they are still considered unarmed. So, like I said, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 cases every year in 250 million interactions, 1,000 fatal shootings by police that are questionable. This one wasn't a shooting, but this one was certainly one that demands scrutiny, that demands justice, because this man was in our custody, and I say our, in law enforcement's custody, and once he was in our custody, handcuffed, proned out on the ground, it was our duty, obligation, it was our sworn oath to protect and serve. And what happened, Jeff, and again, we have to wait the coroner's report and the autopsy report and the toxicology report, all those things, but it absolutely leads me to the conclusion that this officer's knee on this man's neck led to his untimely demise.
I wish I could argue with you. I really do. I wish that I could say, boy, looking at it from this angle over here, you can see that he's got a gun that was not visible on the video. But now I'm with you on this. Now, Jimmy, let me ask you about the other three officers, because the difficulty there is that these other three officers, number one, so far as the tape shows, don't intervene either physically or verbally. You know, verbally, they could have said, hey, all right, we got him, you know, get up. And you could have made the argument after 30 seconds, hey, officer number one, he's not aware that he's been cuffed. You know, he's so caught up in the moment, he doesn't realize another officer came along and cuffed him. Okay, I'm willing to give him that. But they don't do that. They don't say that. They don't intervene. They don't move him. And then their reports don't address this in any way. Man, this, any way you slice it, this just stinks at the moment.
No, and I appreciate that, Jeff. I did the same thing you did. I mean, I tried to give the officers the benefit of the doubt. They've got a tough, dadgum job to perform. They make up, you know, less than 0.03% of our society are sworn peace officers. They've got a damn difficult job. They are, as I like to say, every single day, they are playing an away game where the fans, the refs, and the Monday morning quarterbacks, all of them instinctually view the cops as villains. It's a tough job. But here's the deal. If it's too tough for you to do it, and you can't figure out a way to handle a situation like that without contributing to the death of a man who did not deserve to die, you're in the wrong business. And Jeff, to wrap that up, you're asking about the other three officers. We do have to be careful here because there is a dangerous, slippery slope. If we want to indict these officers for manslaughter or murder two, or however this ultimately gets charged by the feds or by the state in Minnesota, we got to be careful. I mean, I understand that police officers are held to a different standard than citizens are, but I really think that that's probably what's taking so long right now, is that the state and the feds want to get this right and don't want to do anything that's not a lock-solid case where they know they can get a conviction.
Great stuff. Jimmy, I appreciate you being here. I want to remind everybody to visit your website, jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. And I mentioned you've got a great piece on this. Where would they check that out?
You can find that piece at the Washington Examiner. The Washington Examiner or CNN Opinion are usually the two places where I write my pieces and my columns, but this one was in the Washington Examiner. It ran yesterday, and you should be able to find that online. And, Jeff, I appreciate the shout-out on that. As you pointed out to me when we were texting earlier, definitely not an easy one to write, but it was impossible to ignore.
You're the best. Jimmy G, I appreciate it, man. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, of course, is CNN's law enforcement analyst, writes at Washington Examiner all the time. But again, his website, you want to learn more about the great Jimmy Galliano, jamesagalliano.com, jamesagalliano.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.